Blog Talk Radio.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks, it's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Yes, I know it's not Saturday. It's Monday night. I'm switching the schedule up on you. But let me tell you, you want to hear this cat, bad, in a good way bad, drummer Adam Cruz playing on his new album called Milestones, coming out April 2011. You want to pick up a copy of this when it hits the stores, hits Amazon, wherever it's going to hit, you want to get a copy of it. He's been playing with Danilo Perez for the last decade, but he has some mad skills of his own, and now he has come to the forefront with his new album, Milestones. Good evening, Adam.
Joy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in the show tonight.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's great to talk to you.
So your album is called Milestones. I mean, that's a big word. It has a lot of meaning. I think about milestones in my life, you know, learning how to do jumping jacks or push-ups, graduating from elementary school, going to college, getting engaged, you know, marriage. I mean, these are milestones in people's lives. That's a big word. Why milestones for the title of the album?
Yeah. Well, for me, I guess the journey to get to having certain realizations happen with my composing and putting a band together of my own was a significant time for me. When I was younger, I always wanted to I had the bug. I wanted to compose and write, but I felt, I guess coming from the perspective of a drummer, I always played some piano as well, but I always felt that I needed to deepen my craft as a composer, my relationship to harmony and melody. And so it's been a lot of work through the years, a lot of study, and there was just a way in which, throughout the years, I felt I'm never quite ready to put something out there. So, in recent years, as I started reflecting on what I was doing, taping myself improvising at home and listening back, and I started hearing my ideas mature more, I said, "Hey, I think it's time to put a group together and to see how it comes together, how it will come to life with other people." And I was really pleased as it was happening. So it's kind of a marker for me being able to realize that work and start a new phase where I'll be composing more and working as a band leader.
So do you think you like being a band leader as opposed to just a drummer as part of a group? Do you like that? Does it have a certain amount of power to that?
Well, no, it's not really... power. It's an interesting experience. It's just it's interesting that there's there's nobody else to sort of direct their vision, and now it's coming from my vision. So I find it, there's a certain way that it's liberating to realize, well, it's just up to me if I want to make this choice or that choice. But but as you know, coming from a jazz family yourself, you know, jazz is there's a lot of democracy in jazz. So really,
that's a good word. That's a good way to put it, depending on whose band you're in.
Right. Well, inevitably, you know, that so the personalities of the musicians that I chose to play with, their choices in the music, you know, their strengths are all coming into play. So even if I might imagine in a delusion of grandeur that I have the power, there's a train that's on the tracks already and it's going, and I just try to really put myself in accord with what's happening.
Yeah. But let's tell the audience that you're not, like, just new on the scene. I mean, maybe this is your first album, but you have been around for quite a while, and you were touring with a wonderful pianist, Danilo Perez. How was that experience, and what did you learn from him?
Oh, Danilo, yeah, and I still play in his trio with Ben.
Oh, okay, you're still with him, okay.
Sure, yeah, we just got back from a nice tour. We were out in New Mexico and Texas, just got home a couple of days ago, and yeah, Danilo, he's like a brother to me. He's been a really profound influence, just in so many ways. You know, he's been one thing he's done. He's, you know, I think when I was a little younger, I might have had more of a tendency towards maybe I'll call it introversion, or playing in a more subtle way. And Danilo's always been a way, he's had a way of really provoking me to bring more and to bring, you know, to access my fierceness, I might say, in his trio. And,
okay.
And, yeah, he's just a brilliant musician who's very in touch. And so, yeah, he continues to be a great inspiration and influence.
That's wonderful. Let's just also mention that you too come from a jazz family, as you mentioned about mine.
Yes.
Your father was a musician as well. Talk to me about that, and talk to me about, well, tell the audience, I know already, but a gift he left you when you were younger.
Ah, right, yeah. Well, yeah, my father is really my first teacher and influence and introduction to music. Right, so when my parents split up when I was about 4 years old, you know, my dad left a drum set in the house, and yeah, that was just, that kind of really shaped probably the entire direction of my life by him doing that. And my dad's a great drummer himself. He is perhaps a little more focused in Latin music, playing the timbales,
mm-hmm.
Out of the tradition of people like Tito Puente was a big hero of his, and when he was coming up. And but as he got a little older, he got more interested in the drum set and playing jazz. So when I was a kid, he was he was really excited about drummers like Philly Joe Jones and Tony Williams and Jimmy Cobb and Art Blakey. So I feel blessed in that there was a really wide. He also loved Earth, Wind, and Fire, and James Brown, and, you know, so there was a really wide array of music that I got exposed to through him. And, you know, these days, you know, we often see music as, you know, the separate styles, and there's Latin, and there's jazz, and all of this. But, yeah, for me, I was really introduced to all of this music as a continuum, and... it wasn't until later that I realized, oh, that this is called this and this is called that. But, you know, I was, one minute I might be hearing a Miles Davis or Thelonious Monk record, and him talking to me about who's on that, and you know, showing me how to start a basic kind of drum beat that could deal with in that kind of music. And the next minute he might be telling me about Afro-Cuban music and the clave and playing a Tito Puente record. So I feel really blessed that my father had all of that to share with me.
Well, I'm glad he shared it with you too, because now you have a wonderful new album coming out April 2011. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with drummer Adam Cruz about his new album, Milestones. Let me play another song from your new album. Mm-hmm. And this title, let me tell you, it is a little tongue twister. But it has a deep meaning, and we'll talk about that after I play the song. So just listen up here.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So now, should
Thank
I
you.
Say the title of that song, or are you going to say the title? Because I don't want to mess it up.
Right. Well, I believe it's pronounced crepuscular.
Crepuscular. And let's talk to the audience about what that means. Animals, it says a term used to describe some animals that are primarily active during twilight, that is, during dawn and dusk.
Well,
and
that's interesting. I wasn't really aware of the animals part. Somehow when I came across the word, it just meant to me of having to do with that time of day, you know, the twilight.
The twilight.
Right, the in-between state when, you know, daytime and nighttime.
Yeah, when a legba comes out or something, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah, but
yeah,
actually the way
you know?
Chris Potter was playing just now with on the clip you had, it did make me think of animals in a way also. Sort of,
yeah,
the
well, I thought about, like, the desert a little bit. I was thinking of the desert and, like, I don't know, spiders, rabbits, but, like, that time when I was reading about what that word meant, you know. But
mm-hmm.
you were thinking of the time, the in-between time, I guess, almost a magical time, if you
yeah.
want to say.
Yes, and the clip we just heard was from the improvisation from the middle of the song. But, originally it's the evocative kind of mood of the melody that came to me at the intro of the song that made me sort of make an association with that time of day.
Oh, one of our people from the chat room was asking, what kind of cymbals do you like? What cymbals do you prefer?
We must have a drummer out there. I could talk about the cymbals on the recording. There's a few which are by the company called Zildjian, but they are very old, and the older Zildjian cymbals are you know, there was a time when they were made in Istanbul at that time, and there were some secret kind of codes they had that I don't think they get made the same anymore, and they're very sought-after cymbals these days, and I feel
wow.
like I have a couple of these. Sometime, I think the ones one of them I got recently. There's a vintage drum store here in New York called Maxwell's, and one comes from their shop, and the hi-hats I have are also very old, but I got them sometime during the 90s at a vintage shop. But there's I have a new cymbal from a great Italian cymbalsmith who actually his whole philosophy is he's trying to capture the way they used to make the cymbals back in the day, and his name is Roberto Spizzichino. And
you gotta do that with your hand. You gotta jam. You gotta with your.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Kino.
I can just see the. Right. Exactly.
So I'm doing it here in my house.
You're good.
So
that's good. That's good.
Yeah, he's. I had the pleasure of. I was in between tours last year. I had a few days off, and he has a. It's not really a factory. He just does all. He handcrafts the cymbals himself in a shop that he has in the Tuscany region of Italy, and he's a really like kind of world-renowned great cymbal maker. And so when I had this time to visit his shop and meet him, I picked out a few cymbals, and one of them has become one of my favorites. So that's one that's on the record as well.
That's great. I'm just going to remember the name. You know what I'm saying?
Spizzichino.
Right. Well, you know, Adam, this is Women's History Month, and I just want to talk a little bit about some great female drummers, too, a little
sure.
bit. Just give me, I'm going to mention a couple names and just tell me what comes to your mind. Sheila E.
Oh, wow, Sheila. Yeah, yeah. I remember Sheila E. when I was in high school. Yeah. Seeing like some timbale solos she took and being very impressed by that, you know, when I was a teenager. Sure.
Mhm. How about Terry Lynn Carrington?
Yeah, I love Terry Lynn Carrington's playing, you know, and she also has an association with Danilo Perez. You know, she's recorded with him and played with him. And there was a record I loved that she was on, she is on, that I listened to in college. By another great female jazz musician, Cassandra Wilson. There's a record. There's a record called Blue Skies, and I thought Terry Lynn's playing was really magnificent on that. I used to listen to that quite a bit when I first got to college.
How about, are you familiar with Cindy Blackman?
Yeah.
Play with Lenny Kravitz?
Totally, yeah. Cindy's a monster of a drummer. Love her playing.
A monster. Ooh, that's a compliment. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know her personally. I recently met Terry Lynn for the first time. She came to one of our gigs in Boston, and I was really happy to meet her.
Yeah. Let me play another one of your songs. This is from the new album, Milestones, by Adam Cruz. If you're just tuning in, you want to pick up his album coming out April 2011. This is Magic Ladder. Part because it reminded me of the forest and what are those centaurs? They're like half man, half horse or something.
Uh-huh.
Somehow,
yes.
That's what was coming to my mind, and the piccolo or something a little bit. I don't know what was running through your mind when you composed it.
I love those images. Those are wonderful. I mean, yeah, and right. The clip you picked was from. I don't feel I could take complete responsibility because while I was the composer of that piece, that was a solo kind of section of the piece that was completely a free improv collectively with the group. And so that came out that way that day in the studio, but when we play it again, it might be different images, different animals that might pop up if you had heard it, but I think it's great what you had to say about it.
Well, let's highlight some of the artists that you are working with on the album, and I did pick some of the clips of the improvisational. I tried to, because I wanted to show that you're not just a drummer, like you said, you're the leader of the band, and in your bio that was sent to me, some of the comments you made about, it's not just about the drums, it's about the entire, all of the music together, so I picked some clips that might not necessarily highlight exclusively you, but let me tell the audience, he is jamming on this album, okay, don't let this little clips that I might have played, if you're like, well, I didn't run here, I don't know. No, you need to pick it up, okay? You need to pick up the album, okay?
I think it's good when you picked it. Yeah.
So let's talk about alto sax.
There's an alto is Miguel Zenon. Well, actually, that chair is kind of split. Half the record is Miguel Zenon, and half the record is Steve Wilson. Steve plays alto and soprano on this record. Steve is playing just soprano, and I have Miguel playing alto. And Miguel is phenomenal musician who I always wanted to work with a little more extensively. We played together when he first came to the States from Puerto Rico. I was working with tenor player David Sanchez, and Miguel also joined that group. So we toured with David for a while, and then Miguel's career really took off. He's very busy. He's won the Genius Grant, and he's super prolific as a composer and a dynamic soloist. And yeah, I'm really glad I could get him part of the project. And I just, I was definitely hearing his voice on a lot of the melodies I was writing.
Yeah, talking about grants, we have a few minutes left. I want to mention about this was made possible through the Aaron Copland Recording Fund. Talk to the audience a little bit about that and how you connected with that.
Oh, fund. Yeah. That's my wife was on a website, and I think it was through through Chamber Music of America, and she was. She saw a link to the Aaron Copland site, and knowing I was working on all this music, and wanting to record it soon, she thought it would be, it sounded like it was perfect to apply. And at first I thought, oh, but it seems like maybe it's mostly for classical music. But I guess when I read the fine print, just they support
jazz.
Listen
to your wife, Adam.
Exactly. Always read the fine print. So they also supported jazz, and you know, I thought it would be a great thing to apply for, and so yeah, I was delighted when I found out I was awarded a grant to get this music recorded.
That's great. One of the songs I want to play, this is a live recording you did with your band, Let's Cool One. It's not on your new album, but I thought it was a nice.
Oh yeah, it's on a
clip.
Certain website. Sure, great.
Yeah, Drummer World. You're on Drummer World. People, if you're interested in looking or learning more about Adam, you can go to drummerworld.com and look him up there. Lots of pictures, a couple of MP3 clips you can download. Record covers, all kinds of stuff, more information about Adam. But let me play Let's Cool One. This is
brilliant.
Adam Cruz and Milestone. Well, Adam, we only have about 2 minutes left. I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight. I do have a couple questions from the chat room. They wanted to know the name of that specialty cymbal maker again, the Italian guy. You got to do it with your hand.
Spizzichino, Roberto Spizzichino. You asked me to spell it. It's Spizzichino. I might have made a mistake, but I think that's it, Roberto Spizzichino. Yeah.
And they want to know where you're going to be playing next, or where are you going to be playing next? I know you're coming to Philadelphia this Friday,
I'm in
Philly,
yeah, at the Art After
March
5 at the museum this Friday, yeah. And then we have some things with Danilo Perez. You could check Danilo's website for that. We have some touring in April and May. I have some record release gigs here in New York, June 7th and 8th at the Jazz Standard with Milestone. And then in Boston, June 23rd at Scullers Jazz Club in Boston. So those are record. I'm sorry,
you're gonna be
June 21st.
The
June 21st in Boston at Scullers.
June 21st in Boston. Well, email me any information you have. I can put it on the fan page and also put it out here on Blog Talk Radio. But Adam, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Everybody who's listening, pick up a copy of Adam Cruz's new album, Milestones, coming out April 2011. And perhaps I'll see you this Friday at the museum, Adam.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Joy.
All right. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Adam Cruz, drummer Adam Cruz, coming out with a new album, April 2011. You want to pick up his new album, a very talented, mad skilled cat, as the drummers, jazz people say, cat, you know. But you can follow me on Twitter.com/JoyKeys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I hope to see or hear from you this coming Saturday, March 12th. We'll be talking with Women to Women International and also talking about endometriosis. This is Women's History Month, so I like to highlight some wonderful things women are doing and some issues that greatly affect women. But right now, I'm going to leave the show with Outer Reaches by Adam Cruz from his new album, Milestones. Check it out.